So welcome everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of the Mortgage Calculator. And this is our loan officer sales training that we do at 12 p.m. Eastern time every weekday, where we go through more of the front end and the sales end of the mortgage business. Now, today we're going to be talking about something very specific, which is prospecting for reverse mortgages, right? So very specific product, only available for a very specific demographic, but it's definitely something that we should all know about as loan officers, that we should all know how to approach getting business. This is one of those products that a lot of people specialize in, more so than probably any other product. It's something that people that do them, know how to do them, typically specialize in doing them and do a lot of them, right? Because it's a very specific type of loan. It's very different to do and to originate than all other loan types. And so a lot of the times the people that you know, grasp it, that do it, that have clientele for it, they typically kind of go all the way with it and specialize in it. That doesn't mean you need to specialize in it to do it, but it's definitely one of those loans that is a niche for a lot of people and want to specialize in it, especially because the compensation used to be ridiculously high, right? And it's still high compensation, but obviously a lot of people liked to specialize in it simply because the compensation was so high, right? So it sounds like a great thing to specialize in. So anyhow, let's go ahead and get into it here. I am going to switch my screen. All right. Okay, so first, let's go ahead and talk about what is a reverse mortgage. Now, for reverse mortgages, one of the borrowers must be at least 62 years of age. Now, that doesn't mean both of them have to be 62. One of them could be younger, but the benefits that they'll qualify for would be based on the younger person as opposed to the older person, because the age is going to make a difference in the LTV they can have. And, you know, I won't get into all this super specific stuff, but the point here is that at least one borrower must be 62. And keep this in mind for a reverse mortgage. This is probably one of the biggest misconceptions about a reverse mortgage. A reverse mortgage does not eliminate a mortgage payment. It eliminates the obligation to make the mortgage payment, right? You can still make the mortgage payment just like normal, right? And it'll be a regular amortizing loan. But when you don't make the payment, it's negative amortization, right? One of the things that, you know, is our responsibility to know and to educate people about is that, because there's no obligation to make a mortgage payment, but there is an obligation to keep up with their taxes and insurance, right? But they do not need to pay a principal or interest on their mortgage payment. A lot of people don't realize that you could still make your payments like normal. So for example, this is something where you could do this as kind of a just in case thing, right? You can have it in place, keep making your payments like normal so that it's not negatively amortizing. And then if the need arises, there's a medical issue or there's, you know, a passing of a family member, whatever it is, where money is needed, then they can just skip their mortgage payment whenever they want, right? They could make it whenever they want. They can skip it whenever they want. They don't have to, you know, like rearrange arrangements with their lender or their service or anything. It's just they can make it if they want. They cannot make it if they want, right? And so just remember that a reverse mortgage does not mean they don't make a mortgage payment. It means they have no obligation to make a mortgage payment. They still can. And they also still must pay their taxes and insurance, right? That's one of the biggest things that people got caught up with back when reverse mortgages were getting a bad rap, back when, you know, people were getting foreclosed on because irresponsible loan officers were loaning out reverse mortgages for these high commissions without fully explaining to the borrowers what's going on. And this is one of the big things that they didn't explain was the taxes and insurance. People think they have no payment at all whatsoever. Well, that's not true. They still have to pay their taxes and insurance. So that needs to be planned and budgeted and know that that's what's going on, because that's the only way the bank could ever take your home. The only way that you will get your, you know, reverse mortgage called due or, you know, repossessed or whatever you want to say it, is if the taxes and insurance are paid. As long as you are alive and it's your primary residence, right? And you pay your taxes and insurance, you never have an obligation to make a mortgage payment. You could live to be 180 years old. The house could be way underwater in terms of equity and value. It does not matter. As long as you're living in the home as your primary residence and making your taxes and insurance payments, you can never be kicked out of the home ever. So a lot of people think, oh, this is this has a bad rap. Some people say it's a scam or whatever. You'll get your house taken away. There's only one way to get your house taken away, which is not to pay your taxes and insurance or to not have it as your primary residence. And then your loan's going to be called due, right? Obviously, there's only two ways anything would ever happen. And it literally specifically states in the law that as long as they make their taxes and insurance payments and it's their primary residence, they can never be kicked out. It can never be taken away. Now, I don't want to get too far into it, but also, just so you know, the house can be totally underwater because of the negative amortization over the years, and that's totally fine. And let's say the person that owns the home passes away. Well, their family has the opportunity to purchase the property at 95% of the market value or refinance it at that point. So even once the person passes, even if the house is underwater, this is not something that's like they owe money, they're in debt, nothing like that. So a lot of people have those type of misconceptions about this. Even if the house is underwater and the person passes away, the family members or the estate can either just refinance out of that loan, you know, or they can buy the property back from them for 95% of the market value. So, you know, a lot of things about this program people don't know. And I'm not an expert on it. So you can look up all kinds of other facts about this too. Typically, you're going to need a lot of equity, right? Like 50%, 60% equity. It depends on, you know, what, again, the ages determine the LTV you can get and all that kind of stuff. And as I mentioned earlier, it's for primary residence only. Now, the point of a reverse mortgage is, again, to eliminate the obligation to make the mortgage payment. Now, when is this practical? So the next slide, we're going to talk about how we can prospect for them. But what is it that this is accomplishing for people, right? Why would they want to do it? When you start prospecting to people, what are you prospecting, right? Well, this is most commonly used to have a better retirement age, or I guess maybe not retirement age is the best, but, you know, better golden years, I guess you would say, whatever you want to call them. Because at the end of the day, you know, people are typically not getting by just on Social Security, and it's a big obligation to make their mortgage payment every month. And a lot of people may not have that income, or maybe they want more money in their pocket to go do things or to, you know, spend time with their family, take them on vacations or whatever it may be. So with the reverse mortgage, you can tap into the equity of your home and not only get cash in your pocket to live, survive on, or go do extra things that you want to do in those years, it also eliminates the obligation to make the mortgage payment. So if times get tough, you don't make it. Or if you just would rather spend your mortgage payment on your grandkids, then you can spend your mortgage payment on your grandkids, right? And so it's something that can open up a lot of freedom for people at that age, right? So there's a lot of different reasons why somebody would do it. But at the end of the day, it's definitely something, you know, that needs to be explained. And, you know, there's pros and cons, which is what we're going to talk about in the next slide. But, you know, something that's really important to think about and to talk with people about is that people are living a lot longer nowadays, right? So 62 used to be like, oh, you got to be at least 62. How much longer are you going to be around, right? Well, that's young nowadays, right? People are still in the middle of living their life and healthy and vibrant and mobile at 62, right? And so this is something that is, you know, even more, I guess I would say, effective as time goes on and as people live longer. The benefit to the client, to the borrower, is living longer, right? The longer that they live, the better deal they're getting out of the situation, right? And so that's why the LTV is based on age, right? The younger you are, the less money they're going to give you. The older you are and the closer you are to passing away, the more money that they will give you, right? So it's, you know, things are changing with the lifespan, life expectancy. As it grows, this will just only get a little bit, you know, different of a program and have kind of different selling points. But at the end of the day, it's something that can be put in place for safety, for if unexpected medical expenses come up, or they're not able to work a different job, or they don't want to have to get a job after retirement to supplement their Social Security income. Or what about like COVID, right? Maybe they were doing something on the side and then COVID happens. They can't go out and do, you know, Uber Eats or something like that necessarily, right? So people were kind of stuck. So again, who knows, maybe a worldwide pandemic, but the point is that it's in place to where they don't have to make their payment, you know? So it's for that, but it's also for money in people's pockets. It's for freedom. And it's, again, for, you know, the opportunity to either be more financially stable in those years, or, you know, be able to live more and do more and give more and all that kind of stuff. You know, one of the things with this is that a lot of people, you know, are really set on trying to leave their house to their children. They still can, right? This doesn't stop them from leaving their home to their children necessarily. But also at the same time, a lot of adults, especially nowadays, it's not as important to leave that house behind to your children, even though you still can. A lot of people, it may work better for them nowadays to use the equity in that home, use that home for them to live a better life at the end of their life, right? So things are kind of changing in that direction a little bit. Okay, let's talk about how to prospect for reverse mortgages. So our number one thing when we're prospecting for reverse mortgages and we're talking to people, this is huge. I know we talk about, you know, being educated on programs and talking to borrowers with other programs, but this is extremely important here with this, right? We have to educate the borrower on all the details. Again, you're going to have to, first of all, you're going to have to get past the stigma. There's a huge stigma with reverse mortgages. You only can get past that if you educate the borrower on the details. Just going over what I went over, most people don't know those things, but I am nowhere near an expert on a reverse mortgage, right? There's all kinds of other benefits and probably also some other cons to it, right? And so it's very important that we educate them on all the details. Now, notice here I put to include their family or decision makers. This is the key here to actually closing on a reverse mortgage, being able to include their decision makers, the people they're going to talk to. Remember that they're going to be speaking to their partner or their children or their grandchildren or whoever it is that they would take advice, financial advice, real estate advice, whatever it is, right? They're not going to be the only one making the decision, especially to a person they may not even know in person or whatever. So it's always great to bring them in, because what's going to happen is your borrower is going to talk to these people about it. These people are not going to be educated on the pros and cons. They're going to go with the stigma of it being some kind of con or scam to get your home from you. I mean, you know, the rumors are more powerful than reality, right? And so you're going to have to get past that. So the easiest way to do that is to not only educate your borrower, but educate who they are going to talk to about it and make sure, right? We just want to make sure that they know what's going on, how they could benefit from it, and the potential downfalls, but we have to educate them on it. It's an amazing program for a lot of people. It's nothing to be scared of. It's just something that you need to know what you're getting into. So educating your borrowers, first and foremost, most important. And then you want to include their family or their decision makers. Ask if you can get on a call with them and you. Because again, you also, it's not so that you can sell their family members. You just want to give the transaction a fair shot, making sure that they know that, you know, the pros and cons of it as well. And so you're reaching out to help. You're not reaching out to try to sell their family member, like, oh, I sold your parent on this mortgage, now I'm going to sell you on it, right? We have to just include them in the process. If they have family members, decision makers they're going to be talking to, we should ask if we can maybe get on a three-way call with them so we can explain everything to them so that they can help you make an educated decision, right? Super, super important. Can't stress that enough. Number one thing from this training to take away is that a reverse mortgage, not only do you need to educate yourself on it, but the only way to go out there and do reverse mortgages is to educate your borrowers, because the biggest thing is the misconception and, you know, the fact that people just don't know. Now, when we're talking about actually getting out there and prospecting here, you should educate your sphere on these reverse mortgages. Once you learn more about them, if you don't already, you should educate your sphere on it, right? I mean, when I got into mortgages and I learned about reverse mortgages, I talked to both of my grandparents about it, talked about the pros and the cons, right? And discussed if it would be right for them. Since then, I've discussed it with a few other family members in that age group as well. Not so much random people. For me, it's been mostly family, but I don't even originate loans, right? So it's not something I'm trying to push a bunch. But my point is, I explained to all of them because, like, for example, at my family reunion, there was a whole bunch of my family there that could benefit from this, but they had no idea how it actually works. And some of them were like, oh, I thought that was a scam. But once they learned actually how it works, some of them were like, oh, wow, that's really interesting. Maybe I should do that and you know, live a little better in my retirement, right? So you should educate your sphere on the pros and cons, anybody that is in your life that's of that age. And again, you're not trying to sell them on it. You're not trying to push it to them, but they should know that this exists. And not only should they know that this exists for now, but they should know that these exist for the future, because they may be in a spot and say, you know what? Times are kind of tight. Maybe we should take advantage of that reverse mortgage that Kyle was talking to us about. Let me go ahead and reach out to him, right? So educate everybody you know that's of the age. Just tell them, I want to make sure you know that this is here. It's a tool for you, and it works well for a lot of people. And some people it won't work for. They don't want to do it, and that's totally fine. The people that we can talk to about this, right? So as far as partners that we can, you know, try to get involved in this and see if we can educate some of their clients on it. CPAs, financial advisors, tax preparers. These are people that are discussing people's retirement plans, right? And this is a big part of your retirement plan. Are you going to have a mortgage payment or not? Are you going to pull cash out of your home and then not have a mortgage payment, right? This is a huge part of that. Like, everything they've discussed with their financial advisor and tax preparer is going to be based on their budget of them paying their mortgage payment, right? And how much cash they have in the bank. Well, if we do a reverse mortgage, they have a bunch more cash in the bank and they don't have to make a mortgage payment. Now we can kind of rearrange our entire life and our entire retirement plans. And so it's very important to reach out to anybody that you know that's a CPA or financial advisor or tax preparer, to let them know that you can offer this service. You may need to educate them on the pros and cons of it, right? And so definitely that's the target right there, right? That's the target partners. Those are the people talking to your clients at the exact point that they need to plan of getting a reverse mortgage, right? And so that's the money right there. Now, targeted cold call lists in our auto dialer at the Mortgage Calculator, we actually do have some targeted cold call lists of people that are of that age and own a home, right? So that is a list. It's a good list, right? It's cold calls, but we know they're that age and we know they own a home. And so although it's a cold call, it's a very targeted cold call. So that's another way that you can prospect for this. That's also a good way, you know, to kind of practice, right? Cold calls, you can kind of burn through them and not worry if, you know, you kind of fumbled on one or something, right? So educate yourself on it. And then, you know, maybe cold calls is a good way to start getting into the groove of talking to people and stuff like that. But understand, especially like with a cold call, right? They're going to turn from a cold call to they're going to be talking to friends and family about it. They don't know you, right? Especially if you were a cold call. So that's going to come back around to this on an even more important note to, you know, want to speak to everybody involved that would be making decisions and make sure they know you and maybe even get on a Zoom to see you face to face or something, right? And so, you know, that's going to be important, especially when you're doing cold calls. But there's some great targeted lists in there. Again, they're cold calls, but they're very targeted so that you know that, you know, everybody you're calling is essentially a potential client. You just need to educate them on the loan. So also in addition to you educating them on it, keep in mind that once the loan is started, before they can close, they have to do a counseling session with a HUD counselor that explains to them the pros and cons of doing this loan. And honestly, usually it's more about the cons, right? This is a consumer protection. And so they're not going to be ranting on about the benefits that you're telling your client about. They're going to be ranting on about the potential downfalls because that's their whole point of having a consultation with them, is to make sure they understand the possible pitfalls. So it's your responsibility to prepare the client for that call, to prepare anybody else that's in the decision-making position about that call, and make sure that you understand. You're not telling them that something's wrong with it. You're just letting them know, hey, you know, they're going to be letting you know about some of the potential issues. We've already gone over all them. They're probably not going to talk about the advantages, but we did. So just keep that in mind, right? So it's kind of something you want to control, or else you might have people end up backing out after they've spoken to the HUD counselor. And again, not because anything that you've done or that you're trying to get them to do anything they shouldn't do. Just, you know, again, it's consumer protection. They're mostly going to be looking to, you know, give them more of the negative downfalls, and it can kind of create a negative attitude and negative direction going there. But that is a hurdle you have to jump through once you're actually doing a loan before it closes. They do have to do that counseling session. And I believe they can do it by phone now as well, if I'm not mistaken. All right. So number one key here, the theme of today is education for reverse mortgages, right? Is educate yourself and educate your borrowers and educate any family members, friends, or decision makers that they have that are going to be involved, you know, influencing them or their decisions, right? So that's the name of the game in the reverse mortgages, is just education. Some people it works for, some people it doesn't. We'll never know until we educate them on the pros and cons. That's as simple as it gets, right? It's a great fit for some, it's not a fit for others. The only way we can find that out is if we educate them on exactly what it is, so they can decide if it's they're one of the people that's perfect for or one of the people that it doesn't make sense for. Let's see here. Looks like we have a question. Can the taxes insurance still be escrowed? Yes, they can escrow the taxes and insurance. I believe that they have to. Again, I'm not a reverse mortgage expert, but I think that they have to still escrow. Let's see, can one buy a house after 65? Yeah. Also, there's also the typical reverse mortgage, the one that's typically out there that is done mostly, is going to be a HECM, H-E-C-M, is going to be a FHA HECM loan, which is going to be a, you know, refinance, right? A reverse mortgage refinance. There's actually an option to purchase with a reverse mortgage. There is such thing as a reverse mortgage purchase. I think it's something like only 5% of transactions or something are reverse mortgage purchases. For the most part, they're usually FHA, HECM, refinances for a reverse mortgage. There are companies that have proprietary products, so they're not always in FHA, HECM, but typically that's usually what we're talking about here. All right. I don't see any other questions. We can go ahead and wrap it up. Looks like we are about right on time. Remember, we do this at 12 p.m. Eastern time every weekday, where we go through the front end of the mortgage business. Now, I do see we got a last minute question come in here. Let's go ahead and pull it up. If someone gets a reverse mortgage, does this affect them potentially becoming a co-borrower in the future? Well, it's the same as a regular mortgage, right? So they're going to treat it like any other mortgage, as far as like if they, you know, they still have a balance that they owe on that mortgage, right? So I, you know, it's going to still affect them in whatever way that a regular mortgage will, as far as that goes. All right. Let's go ahead and wrap it up then. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Got some new topics this week, some more topics on how to prospect for different types of loans. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about how to prospect for second mortgages. So appreciate everybody tuning in. Thank you for the questions. And we'll see you all tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, for the next episode of the Loan Officer Sales Training with the Mortgage Calculator.